A long, long time ago, in a far-off place. That's the beginning of a fairy tale, isn't it? The story of the good news of God breaking into His creation, that is not a fairy tale. Some people say it's a fairy tale, but I am telling you, it is the truth. And we know it is the truth because the Spirit Himself testifies in our hearts that it is the truth. And the gospel writers, they don't speak in those kind of fairy tale terms. They speak in specific terms. Luke, for example, the historian, says it was during this person's reign when a census was taken in a certain town, in a certain place, there were certain people. That is the story of the good news that is rooted in history, in historical fact. We're going to read a text from one of the Gospels connected to the Bethlehem candle, which we have already heard about. So let us stand as we give our full attention to God's holy and inspired word from the Gospel writer Matthew, beginning in chapter 2, the first verse. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. Well, they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet Micah, who said, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. Bethlehem, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee rise. Bethlehem, today, if you've had the privilege of visiting Bethlehem, how many of you had the privilege of visiting the actual town of Bethlehem? Wow, there are a few people here. It is about 3 miles south of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital city, of course, of present-day Israel, and it was also the capital city of ancient Israel. It was high in the mountains, and one of the prominent mountains within the city of Jerusalem was Mount Zion, the city of a great king, the scripture says. Now, when the wise men came to Jerusalem, it made sense that the king of Judea should be born in the capital city, correct? So they inquired, "Where is the king?" Well, nobody knew where the king was born. Nobody knew. Except, of course, it was already written in the scriptures. So Herod certainly didn't know, and he was king of Israel at the time. So he gathered the scribes and the Jewish leaders, and he said, "You tell us, where is the king of the Jews to be born?" And they said, well, Micah 2, which is a scripture that we already read, is the scripture that points to the fact that a great king, a great ruler, a great shepherd would be born in that humble town of Bethlehem. Again, not in the great city of Jerusalem, but in a tiny little community just a few kilometers outside of Jerusalem. Now, we all know why Jesus was born in Bethlehem, right? Jesus was born in Bethlehem because his parents had to register themselves for a great census that Caesar Augustus had declared that everyone in his realm had to sign up for. Now, what was the purpose of this? Yeah, taxes. Taxes, baby. Death and taxes. Those are two things that we're never going to be able to avoid in this world. And you probably heard the story that Caesar Augustus came to rule in Rome, and it was a city made of basically bricks from mud, and when he left it, it was made of marble. And who do you think paid for all of that? Of course, all of the subjects of the realm throughout the Roman Empire, including people like Mary and Joseph. Now, according to the rule, what we read in the story is that Mary and Joseph both were from the house and lineage of David, King David. And we know from the story in 1 Samuel that David was born in the little town of Bethlehem 1,000 years before Jesus was born there. David was indisputably the great king of Israel. He was the great shepherd of Israel. But when Micah writes about a ruler rising up within the community of Bethlehem, he's writing 300 years after David. So he's not talking about David. He's saying there will come another ruler, another great shepherd from the house and lineage of David, and he will be born in the town of Bethlehem. So, we know the story. Mary and Joseph leave Nazareth, and they come, and it is time for her to give birth to baby Jesus. And there was no room in the inn. Why was there no room in the inn? Because other people were all doing the same thing that they were doing, coming to their cities, their towns, to register for the purpose of taxation, for this census. And so they landed up in a stable, a beautiful, rugged stable. Jesus, born a humble birth, not even in a proper home, but in an animal stall, and then laid in a manger, the feeding trough of an animal. This is the picture of a king humbling himself. This is the picture of Bethlehem being of basically no account compared to Jerusalem or the great cities of this world. But it isn't true that God chooses the things that are small and insignificant to confound the wisdom of the wise in this world. Now, the Hebrew word Bethlehem means house of bread. And this name was given to this community thousands of years ago. In those days, we understand, rain was plentiful, and the people in that area were able to grow wheat and barley, and they were able to make bread. And so this little community became known as the house of bread, Bethlehem. Now, the call to worship today, Jesus is having a conversation with the religious leaders about bread from heaven. And they're saying, what great sign will you show to us that you are the Messiah, that you are the one that you seem to be saying that you are? And he says, ultimately, because they say, well, Moses brought forth manna in the wilderness, this bread from heaven. And Jesus said, I am the bread of heaven. And anyone who comes to me will never hunger. Anyone who believes in me will never thirst. Jesus, of course, is the great fulfillment of that good shepherd that would be born in that little humble town of Bethlehem. There are other things about the town of Bethlehem that are significant for our purposes. Today is communion. Jesus offers himself as the bread of life to you and to me. We come and we know that Jesus is the heaven-sent bread. And we believe as we partake in communion that the mystery of his communion with us, binding our hearts in faith to what he has actually done for us, because Jesus gave his life. for us. There's something significant about the little town of Bethlehem. Now, you're all familiar with the fact that at Passover there were many sacrifices that were made, and the sheep were slaughtered by the hundreds of thousands at Passover. And we understand from the historians that Bethlehem was like the holding place, because it was just a few miles outside of the city of Jerusalem. So they didn't want all those sheep there at Jerusalem. So there they were kind of raised. And it kind of makes sense, because next week we're going to talk about the shepherds guarding their sheep at night. So all in that region, there were shepherds. And those sheep that they were raising were for the purpose of the Passover lamb. And Jesus himself says that he is the Lamb of God. And Scripture over and over says that he is the Lamb of God slain for our sins, for the sins of the world. So Bethlehem is not just a place of bread, and Jesus says, I am the bread of life, and Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but Jesus also is the Lamb of God slain for us, slain for our sins. And so Bethlehem figures very prominently as a place where those sheep would be prepared for the slaughter. As we contemplate what Jesus did, breaking into this world in that little town of Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, let us be mindful that he offers himself for us today. His body, the bread, his blood, the wine, Jesus Christ, the sacrificial lamb. Enter into what he has for you by faith. Amen.